This is North Shore Today for Thursday, July 28, 2016. Sunrise at 5:31 a.m., sunset at 8:06 p.m. ItemLive.com is reporting that state and Lynn police responded to a shooting at Bullfinch and Forest Street in Lynn today at about 3:40 in the morning. A male in his 20s was shot in the head and was rushed to Massachusetts General Hospital with life-threatening injuries, according to Lynn Police Lieutenant Rick Donnelly and ItemLive.com. Later, police learned two more individuals had been taken to North Shore Medical Center Union Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police are not sure if the two incidents are linked. The identities of the victims not immediately known. That investigation is ongoing. Carrie Kimball Monahan reports from the Essex DA's office that Haverhill Police and Fire responded to a reported man in the Merrimack River in the vicinity of 1 Water Street at approximately 8 p.m. last evening. Haverhill firefighters retrieved 47-year-old Trent Cook of Haverhill from the river. He was transported to Holy Family Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Two other individuals, a male and a female, were pulled from the river and transported to the hospital as a precaution. The female, who was a friend of the victim, jumped into the river in an effort to save him. The male, who was fishing nearby and heard shouting, also jumped in an attempt to save the victim. This appears to be an accidental drowning, according to Carrie Kimball Monahan, and no foul play is suspected. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News that in Danvers, in the midst of a hot summer and highly charged presidential race, candidates for Essex County Sheriff are trying to draw attention to their crowded competition. A total of 13 candidates are vying to succeed Sheriff Frank Cousins, who decided not to seek re-election after 20 years in office. Paul writes that the winner will be elected to a 6-year term, and on Wednesday night, the 5 Republican candidates got their first crack at the limelight in a debate at Danvers Town Hall, sponsored by the Danvers Republican Town Committee. The candidates are Kenneth Berg of Danvers, a former Marblehead police officer who is a lieutenant for the MBTA Transit Police; Jerry Gallo of Haverhill, a lieutenant with the Essex County Sheriff's Department; James Chijuga, Jr. of Methuen, a lieutenant with the Methuen Police Department, who is also an attorney; Greg Lane of Newburyport, a sergeant with the Essex County Sheriff's Department; and Ann Manning Martin of Peabody, the deputy superintendent at the Massachusetts Department of Corrections Lemuel Shattuck Hospital Correctional Unit and a Peabody City Councilor. Most of the candidates praised Cousins Wednesday night and said they would look to continue to build on the improvements that he's made at the Middleton Jail and the other facilities and programs run by the department. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that the nonprofit development group looking to build 23 units of affordable rental housing on Granite Street in Rockport has received a boost of more than $500,000 from a state-created financing agency to advance the project. The Community Economic Development Assistance Corporation, a public-private agency that provides financial, technical, and other assistance to nonprofit developers, has extended $564,000 to the Beverly-based Harbor Light Community Partners as an interest-free loan in its bid to renew, or rather to build, a new affordable housing complex at 5 Granite Street. The proposal, outlined in June by Harbor Light CEO Andrew DeFranza, is pegged to include 4 one-bedroom units, 16 units of 2 bedrooms each, and a trio of 3-bedroom apartments, all geared toward federal and state-recognized affordable housing eligibility standards. DeFranza said Wednesday evening that the loan will enable Harbor Light to accelerate acquiring the property and advancing its design work. He said the purchase is pegged at $470,000. In the Gloucester Times, Sean Horgan writes that NOAA Fisheries estimates it will provide $10 million in funding for the 2017 Salt and Stall Kennedy Grant programs for projects concentrating on sustainable fisheries and coastal fishing communities. The federal fisheries regulator announced, according to Sean, the $10 million is based on initial estimates of seafood import tariff revenues and could fluctuate higher or lower, according to Susan Olson, who coordinates the Salt and Stall Kennedy program within NOAA's Gloucester-based Greater Atlantic Region. In 2016, NOAA Fisheries recommended $11 million in funding for 50 projects nationally, which was about $1 million more than the agency initially said it expected to distribute as part of the grants program. Neither of the two applicants from Cape Ann, Gloucester Marine Genomics Institute, and the Gloucester Fishing Community Preservation Fund, made the final cut for funding in 2016. And Gayla Carley writes on itemlive.com that in Swampscott, beach fires are a go for Fisherman's Beach, but a no-go for Phillips Beach. The Conservation Commission reluctantly green-lighted Cooking Fire's Four Fishermen's Beach after deciding the area did not fall under its jurisdiction due to the lack of vegetation that would be affected. But the commission found that the conservation area at Palmer Pond and dune vegetation would be altered at Phillips Beach, leading them to require town officials to file a notice for fires there. Unless the fires are monitored by safety officials on Phillips Beach at all times, the request would likely be denied, according to Tom Ruskin, acting chairman of the commission, who said it's our responsibility to protect vegetation. Last month, the Board of Selectmen and Swampscott approved beach fire pits on Phillips and Fisherman's Beach after a two-year ban, but Conservation Commission also was also needed. Concrete fire pits were installed at Phillips Beach, but had to be removed due to Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection regulations that say structures are banned on the beach. Town Administrator Thomas Younger said he would notify the selectmen about the commission's decision, and they would have to decide whether to file the notice to pursue fires on Phillips Beach. That's North Shore Today. This is MSONewsSports.com.